Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
No. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode 508. It's hump day, and we're back from Portland. And my name's Terry Guile. Across the table is my co-host.
Dutch.
Oh, I tried to put Gatch in my phone with when I was swiping, responding to Pat's message,
yeah.
And it called you Gustav.
Gustav?
Gustav.
And I've been known to be called Gustav.
So he's Dutch, Dust, Gatch, Gust, which I think might come out on next Monday's episode. I'm not sure when we discuss that.
But I'm going to do that guy that had the 17 names.
Yeah. Dustin, Dust, Dutch, yep. Gust, and then, Gatch, Gucci.
And then I'm going to fall in a well.
And they'll be saying, hey, Dust, Dust, Gooch, Gucci.
Yeah, nobody will know what's going on.
I don't have time to listen to your nonsense.
Yeah.
But he's dying.
Who?
Dust, Gatch, Gooch, Gatch, Dutch.
You said yeah at the beginning of the episode, or the thing did, and you said no, and that reminds me like the hypocritical singer of all time, Sammy Hagar.
No, no.
Because he would always go, no, no, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think, well, he does, like, not maybe next to each other, but in the same song, he'll do the yeah, 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 no, whoa.
Oh, right on. So he's indecisive.
I could be like, I can't drive 65, no, no. And then he'd go like,
yeah,
take my life, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's bipolar.
Maybe.
He's hot and cold.
He is.
Crazy.
I saw him, and this is crazy, because they almost look like brothers on that, one guy. Hello? Hello? Am I,
No, I got you.
Oh, it might be my headphones then.
Are they shorting out?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Yeah.
No, we
there we go.
You.
There we go.
We heard you the whole time. That was weird.
Yeah. I saw him on one of those Guy Fieri shows. And they look like... Yeah, they look like, they needed to be on a brothers movie. Because they both got the crazy hair and they both like... They were stoked to be working with each other, like partying, drinking tequila, and making
food.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, he's Cabo Wabo.
He is Cabo Wabo.
Sammy Hagar.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to Monday. It's
Wednesday.
Hump day. Get out and do some humping. Like I said, we're back from Portland. We drove up there to do some interviews, and we'll be doling them out once a week for the next 3 weeks. Monday was Patrick Thomas Perkins.
Yeah, so we did that. What do you think? How'd that go?
I thought it was fun. I didn't get to listen to it all the way. I listened to the beginning to
sure,
make sure.
Sure, but I mean just the experience.
It was fun. I had a great time. Yeah. And we went to the comedy show afterwards where there was about four people besides the comics. Then it was a low turnout, mm-hmm. but it was still fun.
You know what was really weird about the comedy show?
What?
Was I felt like the spotlight was in the corner where we were sitting.
It was right on you and that other dude and that chick that showed up after a while.
Yeah, I was like, you know.
You should have stood on the table and told some jokes.
Well, I was thinking, like, the comic has a pretty good view of me.
Yeah, those are the only people you could see. But you could see him. Mm-hmm. If you're as tall as me or that guy Josh Lay that went before me,
yeah.
you basically just kind of see him from the neck down.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But it was good times, though. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. We hung out in the basement of the Comedy House over there on, I had an undisclosed location, but it's 70th and Holgate, so go over there and bother those guys. Before the song gets over, the significance of this song, Alice in Chains, a sick man will be playing This weekend, Saturday night, I wanted to remind you guys at the Oak Street Speakeasy, and a band from Portland's coming down called Dogs of August. And Bikini will be playing the show, too. That's my other band besides Grief Hammer right now. So I'm encouraging you guys to come down. It's a free show. It was a last-minute thing. We hopped on the bill. So Sick Man is a great Alice in Chains cover band or tribute band, whatever you want to call it, from Eugene, including Floyd, who said, give me a date. He wants to come on our show. He's settled down enough now. So Floyd's going to come on the show.
Right on.
So that's cool. I think Carl's going to be down there playing with him from K-Fly, Carl Sundberg. A standard-ass Carl. And then you got Issa from We Have Guns. And it's just a great group. You should come down and check it out Saturday night. And that's that plug. But yeah, the Portland trip was fun. We're going to be making one to Eugene at the end of July, I believe.
Sure, we'll try to set it up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try
to. I think we picked it. Did we set up
the 28th. You made a page. Okay. Yeah, so we'll just stick with that because that's the last Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We might have to reach out for another place because we won't have that Chris's basement.
No, but I'll find somewhere or somebody that will let us do it. We could. I know way more people in Eugene than I do in Portland. So, but it was cool in Portland because Boomer just said, hey, you could use my basement. And Will already lives there.
That was awesome.
And Pat knows where it is. Unfortunately, we were going to have Todd Armstrong be part of the festivities, but he had a last-minute duty to babysit for his nephews.
Oh.
Forgot to tell us, I guess. So, told him we'll get you on the show sometime.
So that was what happened to him, though?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't call. He was a no-call, no-show. And he apologized, but come on, Todd. Come on, Todd. Come on, Todd.
I know. We made a special trip.
I know. Well, kind of. It was it was special, for sure.
Yeah, it still was.
Special in all forms. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I had a good time up there. I guess, I don't know if I had a favorite of the three that we did. But I realized that Boomer had way a lot more information than there. I mean, I asked Boomer a few questions, and he would expound for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. You could tell he was a radio guy. He knows how to talk. I didn't realize that the Boomer and Court show was as big as it was.
Mm-hmm.
He told us a story about that. So tune in a few, couple weeks.
Yeah.
Couple
just
weeks
keep listening
Monday.
On Mondays.
Yeah. We're going to have a series of interviews with people from outside of our realm, some comics that are kind of up and coming.
Mm-hmm. In the next month after that, we're going to travel to, Texas.
Yeah.
To some haunted house to where,
did you find where it was?
There's one in Texas that, it's an open house. You just.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We could go there and podcast.
There's
probably?
Just tons of stuff that just happened there and they just invite people to come and stay. But they say, watch out what you ask for because you're going to get it.
Scratches. Might.
I'm talking scratches, like getting pushed against walls and pinned against walls.
Have you seen any evidence of this?
I don't know. I've been running out of those shows where they reenact things. So I've watched a couple to where they have picture evidence and stuff. And they show the orbs.
Yeah.
Not convinced with the orbs.
Yeah, I went on Amazon Instant Video and was going to watch Ghost Hunters, but wait, what happened? I was going to, and then I watched Under the Dome, which premiered.
Oh, the little, is it already out?
The first episode was Monday night.
Oh, I saw that they did before that they had an Amazon exclusive.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2 and some minutes.
Don't say Ghost Hunters, though, because that's one of the bad ones.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that one.
Okay.
You were talking about Celebrity Ghost Story, right?
Right. Okay. So I went to, I watched the first hour of this TV miniseries.
Uh-huh.
I'd read the book before. We talked about it on previous episodes. I dug it. There was a lot of people that I don't know. They had Jeff Fahey in it from Lawnmower Man that worked with Stephen King before. He plays one of the
Lawnmower!
And the Fed dude. Or the cop from Breaking Bad, the bald guy, you know who that is? Walter's brother-in-law, that bald kind of heavyset guy.
Oh, okay, the cop.
Yeah, I like that dude. And so he is a commissioner. And it's funny because I read the book and you always try to put a face to who it's going to be by reading the book. And then you think, well, what if I never thought of him, but
how
he
did
plays
you not,
it perfect. He
how did
perfect.
You not read it and think of that Simpsons
guy.
Episode?
The dome. And, you know, I don't think I ever saw that. And and people told me about it before when I told them about the book. They're
like, oh, that's Mo.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
But no, it was pretty cool. And then afterwards, it says for behind the scenes looks at Under the Dome, go to AmazonInstantVideo.com/dome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on my TV where you can't put that shit in, you know. So, and then it took me to Under the Dome. And then by the time I got out of there, I forgot. I watched the trailer for Burt Wonderstone.
Nice.
That looks like it might be kind of funny.
I wouldn't mind watching it, but I don't know. $17.99. It's not even for rent on there, is it?
On Amazon it is now.
Oh, is it?
It was last night, Monday night.
Mm. Yeah, I've been going through there. Now, the difference between the shows that I like and the ones that I don't, I like the ones that reenact it while somebody tells a story, you know? But the Ghost Hunters, that's the ones where they go, like, they got the green light in the middle of the dark, and they're out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. That one, to me, is more like...
spooky?
No, you can just... You can make things happen that way, you know?
For sure.
Video tricks and the ones where the reenactment and it's all in your imagination,
right,
are a little bit more spine-chilling to me.
Right on. Know? Yeah, for sure. I watched a few of those a few years ago of the celebrity ghost stories,
uh-huh,
and I can't remember even who was on there, but it was kind of interesting. I'm just kind of a...
Yeah, that Craig Kilborn one I was telling you is a brand new one.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, I rewatched it and found out his story, man. Check this out. It is him and his buddy Tommy. His buddy had a grandpa, and they'd always go over and hang out with him. And they would go over sometimes in the shed because there's soda pop in the shed, and they like to go and get some soda pop. And
right.
Grandpa one day, you know, told him, now don't ever be going around here at night. And one night it was, you know.
Because you're not supposed to drink soda after at night.
Something, yeah. And so one night they went out there and it was like near dark. And they went in there and they opened it and they turned on the light and there was a dead rabbit on the floor.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so, you know, a little while had passed. They didn't tell the grandpa. And then the grandpa one night, he's like, Tommy, why don't you go and get me a soda? And he wouldn't do it. Like, no way, I'm not going out there. And so the grandpa said, I'll go out there with you guys. And he went out there, and his favorite dog was laying, and the dog never went near the shed. He always barked at it. The dog was in the locked shed, dead, on the floor.
Whoa.
There was no other way to get in there.
Was the rabbit dead, too?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
No, it wasn't still there. And then
maybe the dog ate the rabbit and then locked himself in.
Yeah, it turned out that the one guy's, his other son, not the Tommy's dad, but his dad's brother, was really cruel to animals and hated his dad. And when he was like 18, hung himself in that garage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so about... 2 weeks later, the grandpa burned that garage down.
I would bet so. You know, and I believe the part about the dog barking at the
mm-hmm,
not wanting to go. Dogs have, whether there are spirits or not, or whether it's something bad's going to happen, kind of a premonition. Dogs have this thing. I just read this story the other day. It said that this boat captain had a dog for like 12 years, and every day this dog would go with him. Every day that he went to work on the ship, the dog would go on the ship with him, and he'd go captaining, or you know, he'd go boating or whatever he did for his job. Well, one day the dog freaked out when they were trying to get on the boat, and he wouldn't go on, and he was barking and he's freaking out. And so the guy's like, I gotta go to work. So he went to work and he took his dog home. The boat sunk on that voyage. His master died.
They got a sense.
That's,
man,
fucking weird. And it could have been a coincidence, but fuck, how? But fuck. Yeah. I said but fuck.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, there's creepier things have happened, I guess.
Yes, they have.
People have walked on the moon.
Well, or so the Europeans would have us, mm-hmm, believe.
So you believe in ghosts more than the man on the moon?
No, they're right about the same, I think.
All right.
Stanley Kubrick, he did that because we talked about The Shining and stuff, so...
What is that Michael Stipe says about if you believe in the man, then we put a man on the moon? Or is it if you believe in the man in the moon?
do you believe it, the man in the moon?
Oh.
Andy Kaufman, bro. That song's about Andy Kaufman.
Oh.
Just like,
well, how could you not believe in Andy Kaufman?
Because he's dead.
Well, what if Andy Kaufman was the character that he played?
Yeah. Yeah. What was his real name?
He was just another
Tony
character.
Clifton.
Yeah.
Tony Clifton. Yeah. Well, Andy Kaufman, rest in peace. He was a funny guy, but I don't really understand why they call him the man in the moon.
Because he was cheesy.
Oh, and he had those craters on his cheek.
Yeah.
He had like little mini Lemmys on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Lemmy's having some health problems. You hear about that? He had like a blood clot in one of his arteries or veins. And so the Motorhead tour is currently
on hold. I thought you were going to say blood clot in his mole.
That'd be awesome. I think it stemmed from that. Mm-hmm. The blood was rushing to his clot.
They do say moles can be cancerous.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say he had cancer yet. It just said that he had, and they called it a something-something hematoma.
Which,
and then in the parentheses it said blood clot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in his brain or anything, or by his heart. It was like in his leg or something. But
you know, skin is cancerous? Just having skin. If you have it long enough, it'll just have cancer.
So if we live to be 150, we'll just automatically have.
Yeah.
Well, what about Moses back in the day?
How long did he live?
Oh, he was like 800 years old.
Dude, that's how he died then. He was
skin, his whole body just turned into a big, I'm covered in cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of funny what that girl said about strippers going by their zodiac sign name.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, please welcome Aquarius, or what was the other one? It wasn't Scorpio, it was
Gemini.
Oh, yeah, it was next to the stage, welcome Gemini, and this girl, I think it was Veronica Heath, that did the comedy show with us on Sunday, who's been on Portlandia a couple times, and she was in the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. She was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, there are some strong, funny people there. I enjoyed it.
She really delved into some personal shit, because she's getting divorced after 5 years, and she was that just happened like 2 weeks ago. She posted it on the Portland Comics Board. And now she's, like, using it as material.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff, though, too.
And you were talking about, you were making some jokes about Veronica.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that the Veronica I joked about was redhead, and she's a blonde, and Betty's a brunette.
I think...
I don't know if she was offended.
I think... Archie's the redhead, dude. Veronica's a brunette.
I thought Betty's the brunette.
Betty's the blonde.
Let's check this out. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm getting a phone call from 866-668-8047.
All right. Can you make that sound more like a Tommy Two Tone?
866-668-8047.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 666s in there.
It is.
I personally, myself, I don't have any friends who have a number that starts with 866, so I don't usually answer those calls. I was going to look on my phone. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to Google an image of Betty and Veronica.
Betty and Veronica.
Because that totally blows
you
my
might
joke.
Be, yeah. Well, you just might need to change a couple.
Oh, yeah. I can fix it. I need to research the material.
Are you sure you're not thinking of like Veronica and... Because Archie's red.
Well, the red Jughead's head. The dark head guy.
Yeah. I might be wrong, too, though. Maybe you're thinking of Betty and Wilma.
No, I was thinking of Betty and Veronica. Come on, dude.
I could be wrong.
You think I would confuse the Archies with the Flintstones?
No.
Good, because I might, but... Yeah, I think you're right. I think she's a blonde. But these are so, I can't see the picture well enough, so. But yeah, it's a blonde and a brunette. So is Betty.
You gotta look up the porn version.
Betty is the dark-haired one, though, still, right? So I'm
no, Betty's the blonde. Veronica is the rich brunette.
Okay.
And Betty is the ditzy blonde.
Okay. I'm glad you knew that. Betty Cooper and Veronica Lodge.
Yep.
Both girlfriends of Archie Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the thing to where he always wanted Veronica, and I think Betty always wanted him.
Betty
Veronica was always, she liked Archie, but what's the one? Reggie. He was the rich kid, and Veronica always, you know, would go after the riches.
The said blonde Betty is a sweet, wholesome hometown girl next door, in contrast to brunette Veronica, a spoiled, often selfish, rich girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were featured in other Archie comics before launching into their own title.
They did.
Archie's Girls, Betty and Veronica, in 1950. So, yeah, I'll have to see now. That way I should say both, because neither one of them is a redhead, and my wife's a redhead. I can have sex with a redhead anytime.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe you'll just change. What about Archie? Archie's a redhead.
I'm not fucking Archie. I heard he has AIDS. AIDS.
And he drives that jalopy around where he's got to crank it in the front.
Yeah, and like smoke comes out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jalopy. That's a funny word.
That is a funny word. You know what else is a funny couple of words that go together? Rabble rousers.
Yeah, that is.
Because I read some story about some hooligans that were banned from sporting events overseas for like 7 months.
Wow.
Because they were rabble rousing at a game.
Now, do you have a definition of that?
No, it was what they did to be hooligans.
Ah.
So if you rouse rabbles, if you're a rabble rouser, then that makes you a hooligan by proxy, I guess. And they're like,
rousing.
No more football for you.
Rousing. So that's a part of the word rabble, arousing.
Rabble. That's when everybody goes rabble. Rabble. The whole crowd freaks out and starts going rabble. So you're rousing. Hey, everybody, rabble.
So how many people were arrested for rabble rousing?
Just these two. It was.
Oh, okay.
That
makes sense, because a rabble rouser is a leader or speaker who stirs up the passions of the masses.
Yeah, they were probably
a demagogue.
They were probably on each side of the stadium.
Rabble rousing, pertaining to or characteristics of rabble rousers.
I wonder if there's a band called the Rabble Rousers.
I don't know. Maybe
that'd be a good name for a doo-wop band for some
rabble
reason.
Rabble rousing is a song by the Blind Owl Band.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
The Blind Owl. Who was that?
Yeah.
Rabble.
Rabble rousing.
Yeah. You also don't want to be taken. You know, we were talking about the country fair is coming up. I was talking about maybe trying to find some acid or some mushrooms.
Uh huh.
I read this story that I know you read too, because we talked about it before we started this episode. I don't know if I want to take any mushrooms now. And I don't know how you say this town, but if I had to take a first stab at it, it'd be Ypsilanti.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ypsilanti. How do you say Yps at the beginning of a word? Ypsilanti, Michigan. Authorities there in Michigan said an Ohio man is recovering after ripping off part of his own penis while under the influence of hallucinogenic mushrooms.
What?
The Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a burglar alarm at Ypsilanti Middle School. They found a 41-year-old Columbus man naked, screaming and bloody from the waist down outside the school around 1 a.m. So he's at a middle school, naked, ripped his dick off. The Detroit Free Press reported that he really wasn't saying much at all. A lot of yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant Jeff Fox said he wasn't making sense. They couldn't really communicate with him in terms of constructive conversation. I wonder if they offered him any constructive criticism.
I know. Like, dude, I thought that was a weird, just such a weird thing to say.
If you're going
to
rip someone's dick off, or if your own, you might as well have something to like tourniquet it. Or
now,
something.
Did he admit ripping it off at himself?
Fox said the man had broken a window to the school, but hadn't stolen anything. He said the man was holding a piece of his own penis, which had apparently ripped off. You can't just, I mean. I remember Seth Milstein saying that he got picked up by a hitchhiker one time, and they drove in silence for a long time. And then the first thing the guy said was, did you know that it only takes 7 or 8 pounds of pressure to rip someone's penis off? Remember, that's one of our episodes from back in the day, I think. Yeah. 7, 8 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what he was doing.
Now, here's what I'm thinking from just the setup. I've only read the top half of the story now. He had broken out a window, but he hadn't stolen anything. Now, maybe he broke out a window, tried to crawl through the window, cut part of his penis off with the broken glass.
They would think you would have, like, cut pants or something, though.
Oh, he had his pants off. The man and the severed part of his organ were taken.
Yeah, if he was trying to cloak, that could happen. But they'd find blood on the window, right, or near there?
Seems like. Fox said the man had been close to death. In terms of vital signs, they were as low as they could go without it killing him. I could only assume due to blood loss and shock and trauma to the body.
Sure.
It was unclear whether the severed portion of the man's penis was reattached. Fox said the man did not have a history of mental health problems or hard drug use.
I think he was just getting in there because there was something in there that he wanted to fuck. Right?
In middle school at 1 in the morning?
Well, maybe he was trying to pull a prank on the teacher. Maybe he was like, I'm going to go and
dump a load on her
chair or something. Or maybe it was something.
Maybe he was looking for a.
Maybe he's like, I'm going to stick it in the eraser like you do with the chalk and maybe a friction.
Goes to erase the board, it's just wiping your dried semen and no one will ever notice because it's just white and flaky anyway. And he's like,
yeah,
those kids.
Maybe, maybe he stuck a piece of chalk in there and was trying to get it out.
I never had kids and I always wanted them to go to school.
I don't know, man. That's a nuts story, but you know what I mean?
If you're frying on acid and you're having a midlife crisis at 41 going, I never had any kids. I wanted my kids to grow up and go to school. Wait, if I go jerk off into an eraser, my kids will be in school. Helping up, clean up the board. Let's see what it says here. He said the man did not have a history. I said that. He apparently consumed hallucinogenic mushrooms prior to the incident. We've sent his blood off for further analysis to see if there was anything else or if the mushrooms might have been laced with something.
Maybe he was jacking off to the yearbooks.
With broken glass in his hand.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't realize that he had the chunks of glass in his hand.
Maybe
right?
He thought it was lube.
Yeah. Well, because you don't know if you're frying or maybe...
He looked at his hand and it was kind of...
I guess you would feel pain because you ripped your dick off. You're screaming.
Oh, he couldn't stop screaming. But no, maybe if you had some glass in your hand and it was dark and the street light hit it just right, it might look like it was just glistening like a wet branch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that glitter. Well, you just be staring at your hand at that time and maybe you're thinking, ooh, my hand looks all pretty. It's all glistening red. I'm going to fuck that.
That last part is what I always think in every situation. I'm just like,
I'm going to fuck that.
Yeah. Look, it's
all
white.
Well, obviously, that's what that guy was
thinking.
And
it's covered with snow.
Stuck in a fan or something.
Look, there's some poop on it. I'm going to fuck that.
I don't know.
That's what I always say.
It'd be embarrassing, too. I mean, if you had it cut off and something, or if you were... That's why I'm thinking, like, he was sticking into something because it would be... If it was an embarrassing thing like that, it would be better to say, I ripped it off.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I stuck it in a fan or...
I don't think he really said much of anything besides like,
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's just a thing, a bad trip, then ouch.
Yeah, but, you know, I shouldn't be scared. That's like being scared of driving or...
Yeah, I didn't think you were really scared of taking...
If I took mushrooms, at least now I know, don't try to rip your dick off. Because I'd be going through my mind if I was tripping hard and all of a sudden I thought, man, I should rip my dick off. No, wait, what about that guy in Michigan? I shouldn't do that.
When was the last time you took shrooms? It's been a while.
Been a while, a long while.
What's your preferred shroom?
I've only tried like two. I've tried the little Liberty Cap psilocybin ones and the bigger Cabenzis.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I took way too many when I was like 17. So then I like to do acid after that. I didn't have a bad trip. I just had a trip and a half that I wanted to be over before it was over.
Yeah.
I didn't freak out or cut my dick off or anything. I just wanted to be done about 4 hours before I was done. And I was still just like, I felt like a mix between Pee Wee Herman and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Nice.
I was just like, I want to go to sleep now. And then we had some fun times, though, that night. One of my friends thought it would be funny to dump out about a 20-pound sack of buckshot in front of the tavern where drunk people were walking out. And I'd never actually seen the mini balls make you falls trick except on TV. You know, like, oh, we rolled out a bunch of marbles on the cartoon, and everyone went, yeah, whoa. And they kept slipping for like 5 seconds, and then they went, pachoo. But no, it really works, especially with drunk people. They walk right out, and they're like, literally, there was this dude that was kind of short. He was about 5'5", short for a dude. And like when he came out, he was kind of drunk, and he went first foot forward pretty strong. And I swear, his feet went higher up than his head was when he was standing. And we were just down the street there on the fucking benches.
Sure.
Just
getting a good load.
Frying on mushrooms. You can't help but laugh. So we're like, ah! And he's like, hey, you assholes. We were like little kids.
Yeah.
Is that your trick? And I was like, no, but that's funny. And he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And then here comes the little smart ass kid that did it. He was like 14, Daniel Martinson. He's all, that's my trick, motherfucker. What are you going to do about it? Because we're like 3 blocks from him. Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. He's like, you're going to have to catch me first, motherfucker. Come on, catch me. It's just like, when I think about that and see that image, it's like a movie to me. But that's what a trip is for. It's a good trip that you can rewind.
I don't know if a kid could get away with doing that these days.
Oh, no. They'd call the cops on you.
Yeah.
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 It was funny, though.
Yeah. Well, it's great. You know, it's
and Randy Massey was there. We were both about 17, 18, maybe 16, 17. And then another guy came out and fell, but not so bad because most of the balls had rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over there. He's like, that's bullshit, man. So he was like pissed, but he wasn't like, I'm going to kick your ass. He was like, you guys shouldn't be doing stuff like that because someone could really get hurt. He's like, it's not bad enough that you're doing it, but they're already drunk. That's concrete.
He was a common sense guy.
Yeah. He was like, you guys can't be doing that, man. We're like, we're just laughing. He's just like, what? And then Randy's like, he goes, you guys think it's funny? It's not funny. You know, someone could get hurt. I should kick your guys' ass just to show you a lesson. But he wasn't like, I'm going to kick your ass. He was like, I should kick your guys' ass just to show you a lesson. Mm-hmm. Randy Massey, bless his heart, it took him a long time for his voice to come down. He had a high voice when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was puberty or what. He's like, you know who my dad is? I'm Randy Massey. And that was a joke for years after that. I'll go get my dad Leroy and he'll fucking kick your ass. And that guy's probably going, who the fuck is this fag? who's Randy Massey? But yeah. It was pretty funny.
Who's good his times. Dad?
Leroy Massey. Uh-oh. You don't know who he is? He was just a guy that lifted weights at the local gym, and he was all buff. It wasn't like he was someone important that could do anything except kick his ass.
Yeah.
He's like,
it wasn't like,
if you kick my ass, my dad's going to kill you.
The mayor.
And if I tell him to kick your ass, he'll kick your ass. And that's it. I'm Randy Massey.
You know people still play marbles?
No. Oh.
I heard they had a giant marble tournament.
Really?
Recently. I don't know if they still have the.
Did you know that they have men's roller derby?
Yeah, sure. Why not? They had it back. And did well, you I'm watch sure it back did. Then?
No.
When it was on ABC?
I don't think so.
Like, it was on the Saturdays, like, in the transition between cartoons and whatever else was on afterwards.
I don't know if it's because it's pretty cool when chicks do it, or if I just kind of got to thinking that that's just a chicks game. You know, roller skating is for girls, pretty much.
Sure.
I mean, not really, but it's not. I shouldn't think that, but once you see...
It's an organized sport that they have that on a local level.
Yeah, you know? I guess it's more ingrained into my... it's chicks. It's badass chicks doing... Well, there was
guys
a thing...
Guys tend to go like softball or basketball.
There was a thing on the Portland's comic board that said, I don't know if anybody was... be interested in this because it has to be super clean comedy, but you could do comedy at the men's roller derby thing in Portland.
Oh, like in between the
bouts? Yeah. But it has to be ultra
weird.
Clean. Yeah. And I just, when I saw it, I was like, men's,
there's a lot of people though,
men's
man.
Roller derby?
When I went to that one here at the fucking fairgrounds, there's like 1,300 people or something.
Yeah, it's popular and they like to bring the kids because it's kind of like
the men's would be, I would imagine, like pretty brutal, you know?
Yeah, it'd be like a...
I mean, they probably wouldn't still allow, like, elbows to the head, but, I mean, it'd be a lot more force when they'd be going down, you know?
Yeah, it just
both because they're taller and more muscle mass.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy, but, I mean, you watch and then you don't know what how they score anything.
Right.
Anything.
They just wait for you to tell them who the winner was at the end. And you're like,
They'll usually be like an announcer, you know, like the color commentator and the guy that'll tell you who scores the points when and what's happening. But, yeah.
Wow, the sun's coming out a little bit.
The sun will come out.
Dude, it rained like Monday, Tuesday, hardcore, but it's supposed to be 90 on Saturday.
Wow.
I hate the rain, kind of cold, and then just boom. It's like last year, it was like, oh, it's kind of okay. Oh, it's pretty shitty. Oh, it's 105 the next day. It's like, fuck, dude, give us a little ramp us up. Can you ramp us up, God?
They don't, man. There's no spring and fall anymore. It's just summer and winter.
Yeah, and I just was reading today that, the guy who invented ADHD, on his deathbed, he said that it was a farce.
Yeah.
Now he's dead, so you're going to have to take the word of whoever's saying that they heard him say that. But I read this big article, and I kind of always thought that when they said, oh, my kid's got ADHD. My kid has ADD. You don't fucking either. Everybody always had it, and then they just said, hey, this fucking kid's out of control. You better give him.
Everybody just has it at different levels.
You give him a fucking Ritalin now. Give him some Ritalin so he'll be hooked on fucking pain, you know.
In the South Park, you know, they knew.
Yeah. And they say, in black and white, just not beating around the bush, that they invented it to make sure they sold a lot of pills. And that the kids would be addicted when they're... Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it was a fictitious disease. So all you kids claiming ADHD...
They should write a musical about that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about musicals? And I'll even go this to like Beatles tunes, because those are popular in Elvis.
Uh-huh.
They get translated into other languages. Let's say like Oklahoma.
Right.
That have like very rhymey kind of things.
Right.
And then you translate it over...
And it doesn't rhyme.
I don't know. Well, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I mean, still, it has the same melody. But what if it's like something that has six or seven more syllables in the line?
I have a record that my dad had. Or I still have it. It's the Beatles. And it has not only the original version of that, but it has the German version.
Yeah.
It's called... Komm, gib mir dein a Hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come give me dine.
At least that, you know, the last one is, come you give know, me Hond.
And come give me dine. See, yeah. K-O-M-M-G-I.
Yeah, but if
come
it was,
give
yeah.
me dine.
But if instead of come, if it was like a three or four syllable word when it translates
up. Come on, like Japanese.
Yeah, it would have just been.
Or Spanish, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's tough. Any Spanish speaking people, please, let us know what the translation would be from I Want to Hold Your Gland.
Yeah. Or La Bamba.
¿Cómo se llama?
Does La Bamba still rhyme when you sing it in Spanish?
La, 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 cucaracha.
When they translate it over to Spanish, do they sing the Spanish part in English and the English part in Spanish?
Me not know.
Because you'd want, you know, the same original language.
Right.
For the standard, and then the foreign language for the, what's he say, something about like come and dance all night, La Bamba?
La, 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 la. It's all in Spanish, I
Semana
don't know.
Semana bailar, bailar I know is dance.
Oh yeah, it does say bailar. La Michi Caboto. Yeah. I don't know, it's thinking about a Komodo dragon or something, I have no idea.
You ever hear that advertisement, you should be driving a Honda?
No.
Yeah.
They just... Stole it or bought it?
I don't know what they did, dude, but it was fucking hilarious because I'd say that at work. I'd say that and Dale would go, oh, no, no, no. I ain't going to buy me no Honda.
I go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd say, oh, yes, you are. You're going to buy one. And then we'd get into a discussion of what's he got against Hondas. And it'd be the same discussion every time. And then I'd go, didn't you own a Honda one time? And he'd go, that was a motorcycle.
That's different. I don't know, Honda lawnmower. Honda lawnmowers are good.
Yeah.
Honda. He don't like Honda cars, huh?
No.
Yeah.
He was in Vietnam, though. Does that make any sense?
Honda. Vietnam Honda. Yeah, it makes a little bit of sense. He's probably racist. A little bit against... I don't know. Now, was it Toby Keith that did the song with LL Cool J? The rap song about not being racist?
It might be, but I'm not sure.
Didn't we?
I don't know. They all look the same to me. The only one I can really tell apart anymore is the ones that were on Celebrity.
But dude,
Apprentice.
We talked about
Trace
this.
Trace Adkins.
It wasn't him.
And
Blake Shelton.
John Rich.
So maybe you listeners might remember we talked about it several times.
Okay.
LL Cool J, and I'm pretty sure it was Toby Keith, wasn't it? Well, regardless, I have a story here about Toby and racism. Police in New Jersey said a man allegedly was waving a Confederate flag and shouting racial slurs at an apartment complex next to a Toby Keith concert in Camden, New Jersey.
Brad Paisley.
Oh, okay. It was one of those guys. Well,
yeah,
you know,
still,
Toby Keith's
still Toby Keith.
America.
Mm-hmm. Toby Keith waving a...
No, it wasn't Toby Keith.
People were waving a Confederate flag.
Just one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was yelling nigger and stuff at this... It was probably an apartment complex of a... Racial, we don't call them racial people,
sure.
But other races besides white, I guess
mm-hmm.
you would call it.
Certainly.
So he was tailgating, waiting in the parking lot for the show to start, waving his flag, probably saying, it doesn't quote to say what he said, but.
Yeah. He was just out there
throwing
crap out.
They arrested him.
Hmm.
I think that's funny. He allegedly ran around the parking lot of the complex, waving his flag at residents, shouting very unsavory, unacceptable things at people, including racial slurs. He was charged with harassment, disorderly person.
Why would you say that even if you didn't like them? That's what I don't get. Even if you didn't like other races or...
He was probably drunk.
Sure, but I just don't understand the point.
Well, one other thing. America!
Yeah.
I can say what a freedom of speech, bitches. No, some people are just not very smart, I guess.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's always it's usually somebody that, like, their ancestors came over at some point, right?
Right.
It's the silliest part to me.
Why,
you know?
Because their ancestors came from another place and they're saying America?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, they wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for, like, that. The whole, you know, the whole melting pot, that's the whole point of the place anyway, right?
Right.
Or was.
Was. Well, who knows?
Or is. Or, I mean, well, that, you know, I mean, founded on.
Just depends. It just
on.
Depends on who you ask, you know.
John Hancock, he had the biggest signature of all. He said, if you're going to kill me over this, something.
Give me liberty or fuck me in the ass.
On the CD player.
Black Sabbath, album number 13, number one on the charts. So there's that. And I heard Grief Hammer's getting back together. We're supposed to be practicing today, hump day. Hopefully Hans and Lance or Ron or somebody won't have to cancel because I want to play my drums. Today Hans is acting like it's Monday. Give me something I never heard of. I didn't know what he was... I almost didn't understand the message at first. It said, meanwhile, same shit, different millennium. Come to find out, the band is called Meanwhile.
Mm-hmm.
The album is called Same Shit, Different Millennium. So I'm going to check those guys out because I've never heard, I didn't even know that there was a band called Meanwhile.
Hmm.
So there's that. And I was listening to some heavy grindcore as I golfed last night. Phobia from California. Actually, Victims got to play with those guys back in 1993 or something. They're still putting stuff out. I think this album came out in 2009 or 10. It's called Get Up and Kill. That's what I'm hearing. And Dustin listened to the nice sounds of Sleepy Time for a long time after.
I did.
So you haven't listened to any music probably because you took a 22-hour nap.
I'll recommend Sleep.
You did. You slept a long time.
Mm-hmm. No, the band Sleep.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah.
Slow, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's slow, maybe you should check out High on Fire.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more faster, upbeat, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And angrier.
Today's National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Wow.
So what do?
Pudding Pops.
Yeah. You call up Bill Cosby?
Pudding Pops.
Jello pudding. Pudding. Chocolate pudding day. Camille, give me some pudding. we forgot to mention so far. Pizza Now,
mm-hmm.
kicking ass, making cool pizzas. I gotta get a Meteor.
Maybe shout out to my mom who said that she really enjoyed that Meat Market pizza. She had them deliver one a while ago, and She said spot on.
Awesome. Did she also say it was better cold?
No, I didn't.
She ate it all.
Yeah.
Mom ate it all at the meat market.
Yep, meat market.
What's your mom doing at the meat market?
I don't know.
Isn't she older?
I'm still a little bit scared of that sauce.
Yeah.
It's just a personal thing. I'm not saying it's not good for anyone that likes that kind of sauce.
So if you got meatballs on there.
Yeah.
Is it barbecue and ranch mix?
It's something with the ranch. I don't know if it's the barbecue or it's the hot sauce. The spicy thing.
Because there's only been one pizza that we got from Pizza Now that I didn't care for. And it was because we went out on a limb and we got that jalapeno chicken with the ranch base or whatever it is. And I ate it, but it wasn't my favorite. I probably never ordered again because jalapenos.
We got the chicken bacon ranch with the buttermilk ranch.
Yeah, the ranch sauce was not that good for me.
With the chicken meat and the bacon, right?
I think so, but it had jalapenos on it. It had jalapenos on it.
Ah.
So whatever it was has jalapenos on it.
Yeah.
Jalapies. It's like Archie driving a big bell pepper down the fucking road. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah. I do like some pizza now.
Yeah, good stuff. And still never heard from Stan, so obviously he stopped listening to our show because he probably would have sent me a message. Dude, I still need to work on my car and my lawnmower.
Yeah.
I need some resolve. I need some resolution.
Yeah.
My TV's getting blurry, bro. I need some resolution.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Bieber? Justin Bieber?
Mm-mm.
He's been banned from the Las Vegas indoor skydiving place.
Good.
You know why?
Well, they should let him make one more jump.
He didn't. Yeah, I'll pack his chute. He didn't pay his bill, and you know
he's got some nerve, man.
I know. How much money does he have? Fuck, my voice went high.
You hear that? His neighbors complain constantly. Call the cops on him constantly.
He's racing around the neighborhood in his Lamborghini.
There's kids there, man.
Yeah, he's telling the fuck off. I'm Justin Bieber. Yeah. Let's see what happened. Him and his six friends arrived minutes before closing and promised to settle their $1,600 tab after doing their dive. And they then enjoyed the simulated skydive. Staffers informed Bieber he could either pay cash or post an Instagram shot of himself mid-flight with a favorable comment. That's what sources told E, adding that the singer vowed to post the photo but didn't ever do it. He actually faked like he was posting something per the agreement but never did, an insider said.
That's weak.
I know.
Why would you just post it?
Yeah, and the source also described Bieber and his group as a disrespectful bunch who left the bathroom a mess and didn't tip the people who helped them enjoy their flight. They said E's publicist declined to comment on a story.
He probably lets anybody that's nice to him just latch on and be onto his entourage, right?
Yep.
Anybody that just kisses his ass, he's like, I'll pay for you.
And I don't know if this has anything to do with that story, but I think Kid Rock's almost as much of a douche as Bieber, but he was on Howard Stern the other day, and he predicted a very long ride down for Canadian pop star sensation Justin Bieber.
But did you hear that?
He said he feels sorry for him.
Kid Rock recently put up a bunch of tickets on sale for $10, I think it was.
It's cool. That's cool.
You know?
He's cool. He just got douchey in his, and maybe it's his own personal beliefs and his message, or I just think, who knows?
I'm not sticking up for him at all. I'm just throwing that in as a side fact.
That kind of gives him a little bit less loser points.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he said that he feels sorry for him, and he's like, the kid's young, he's got some money, and he's got the world in his hands. It's just kind of sad to see him going down this trajectory, which I don't know. I guess being in the news for negative stuff, I guess, is what he's probably talking about.
I think he self-appointed himself the king of pop, pretty much, and I think he just feels that he's...
untouchable.
He's a brat.
Yeah.
He's a brat.
And he doesn't think he has to answer to anybody.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll just give you some money or whatever.
Yeah.
Kid Rock also compared Bieber to Vanilla Ice, the white rapper.
I think I have more respect for Vanilla Ice than I do for Justin.
But then he kind of backtracked because Howard Stern called Vanilla Ice a one-hit wonder, and then Kid Rock said, well, as soon as Bieber has a hit, I guess he'll be like Vanilla Ice then.
Ooh, nice.
Because he's got hits that the teeny boppers love, but it's not a song like that everybody knows, like pop culture, like ding, 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 ice, ice, baby.
Sure.
Everybody. You can say that to a three-year-old or a 63-year-old, and they're all going to know that song.
Yeah. Well, I heard Justin Bieber songs before, and I didn't really know it was him until, like,
it sounds
somebody
like
told
a
me.
Girl.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like so much of that other poppy crap that's just out there.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You know, that's, I don't know. I prefer those when those, like that Rebecca Black or whatever, she kind of came in and then she disappeared. I wish that would have happened with him rather than him shooting the fucking.
And he was discovered on YouTube, but still, he got snapped up by, I don't think, did that girl, that's the girl with the Friday song?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that her mom just paid like $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a studio that made hits or whatever.
Yeah, so it wasn't like actual promoted by a record company.
Yeah.
Maybe she would have blown up if it would have, because I don't even know if I heard that song or not. I must have heard
maybe
a little snippet of
to,
oh, I don't. I don't. Oh. But is it that bad, really?
It's I just say that because it'll get stuck in your head.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those that, you know, the formula will get you. You know.
Like baby formula.
It's not a good song. But the song formula is geared to fucking please the ears type of thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to give a quick shout out to one of our Canadian listeners, Adrian Bacon Farrell. He sent me a personal message yesterday saying that he'd put our Zappa tag cast on a few forums trying to get us some new listeners and stuff. So if you guys aren't familiar with that, check out the Zappa tag cast at zappacast.com. It's me and Gatch. Or Dutch, or Gust, or whatever you want to call them. And we talk about Zappa records, and we're going in chronological order. And we're quite a ways down the list. 40, I think, we've recorded. I don't know, but we're less than halfway done. So
I would like to ask you if... I know you're not big into sports, but did you ever watch Gus the Kicking Mule? Was it a mule? The donkey, the Disney movie, he was Gus. It had Don Knotts in it, I think.
I remember something about a movie with Don Knotts and a donkey, but I don't remember the...
He was a field goal kicker.
No.
For a football team.
I remember the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah. And that's vaguely familiar.
It was Tim Conway and Don Knotts, and they were like trying to do a bank heist or something, but it was just goofball.
It'd be weird goofball watching... What's that, Pete's Dragon?
Yeah.
Right?
I know Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, it'd be weird because I haven't seen that since... That's the one with Mickey Rooney?
I'm not sure, but I used to watch
Puff?
It. I used to watch it when I was a kid, but I never. Don't think I ever knew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is I haven't seen that movie since I was probably like 6 or 7. That would be weird watching it now.
Wait, let's go watch it.
Aren't they
it.
Both about smoking weed, basically, though? Or is that just Puff?
Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah. He lived by the sea?
Yeah, that's just about a dragon, man.
Is that just a song? That's not a movie?
Are you a stoner or what?
What?
No, it just reminds me of...
He lived by the sea.
The Fockers. It's like, I think it's funny that some people think that that's a euphemism for, like, getting high.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Focker?
Yeah.
That's a song about a nice dragon that lived by the sea. It ain't about anything else. Are you a pothead, Focker?
Yeah. And what's a... He liked to frolic in the autumn mist.
Yeah. By Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that back in Jesus' times?
Galilee, I think that's by Ireland, in Ireland near there.
I heard the other day that there's 14 trees in the United States that
That's a lot of trees.
Yeah, but of these 14, all 14 of them were planted before Jesus died.
Wow. How tall are they?
Fuck. Taller than Jesus.
There's a band
them,
name
like,
for you.
Taller than Jesus trees.
They should call them Jesus trees.
Hey, you guys should go to iTunes and rate us and review us. It's the Tagcast podcast. But also while you're there at iTunes, check out The Ballad of Richard Nixon by John Denver, which is 4 seconds of silence for 99 cents.
That's on sale there for as a track, is that, an individual track.
Yeah, I mean, is that iTunes fucking with people, or is that John Denver's family estate fucking with people?
It's like that. You'll like a Mud Honey piece of cake if you go there, because I'm not sure how familiar you are with that album, but they have a little like 30 to 40 second just like riff snippets, you know, with funky noises and stuff like that in between a few songs, like five or six of them, and they're all 99 cents if you want to buy piecemeal.
I'm going to do a cover of that song.
Which one? Oh, the
Ballad of Richard Nixon.
Dude, you should.
And I think
you'd have
the
to
reason,
get permission,
the reason it's probably silent is that I think it was recorded posthumously.
Yeah.
So
what?
He didn't say anything. He's just like,
Why doesn't he think he could sue every artist ever for the little pause in between the songs?
Oh.
He's like, you're covering my song there and you're not giving me credit.
Yeah, and how do you know when the song starts and when it ends?
Yeah.
You just got to go by that little thing that goes.
That's it, yeah.
And sometimes
it might
buffer for 4 seconds while you're waiting for it to load, and then you're like, Hey, was that the studio remix? Or. Yeah, I'm actually.
So it's like 6 seconds, right? If you add the in between, if you're listening to the album as a whole,
or
because
if
you'd have 1 second,
or if you recorded it on my computer, if you burned a CD, it'd have 2 second silence in between the songs, which is stupid because some albums are like Slayer and some other they have continuity.
Floyd,
and then all of a sudden you're like, you just cut 2 seconds out in between like a song that is actually one song. They call it two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you get used to hearing it that way.
Yeah.
You know, like when you used to hear that skip in the record.
Dude, that's funny that you're going to say that, and we're talking about Pink Floyd, because there was a skip at the end of the song Money.
Money!
Or no, not Money, Time. When
Time!
When they do the Breathe slipping. Reprise. It's good to warm my bones beside the fire. So when he says, come home cold and tired, that mid chorus, we'd let it play for hours, just be going, and tired.
That's awesome.
And tired. They're like, what do you guys listen to? It's the new Pink Floyd, man. It's fucking awesome.
This song
is like 4 hours long.
I went to a record store up in Portland one time and, they had a few Pink Floyd bootleg discs, and they were like $30 around there, you know, and I thought, okay, I'm going to buy one. And so I thought, which one? I was looking them over, and one was Animals Remix.
Ah.
And I thought, all right, that's the one I'm going to get. And then I took it home and listened to it, and it was some other guy doing his, like, Jay-Z, overly bass, just over the album, and it was so horrible, I took it back, and that is when I picked up the Dark Side of the Moon Live, double disc. It was recorded 6 months prior to when they recorded the album in the studio.
Oh, and they played
the live thing, yeah, in Japan, and then the second disc was Echoes, and about 3 or 4 other long songs, I think it was.
Trippy, dude.
Yeah.
So they were playing it in its entirety before they released it.
Yeah, it's a one track.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. They definitely, there were some, I think, a few different parts in there, too. I don't know. I'll have to bust it out.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it on CD.
Sweet. So that kind of lasts forever unless you leave it in the sun or something like that.
It does. I have them all boxed away. You know, because I burned them on my computer at one time, and then that hard drive took a shit, and then I haven't, you know, reloaded them since.
Haven't cleaned it up yet.
They're just in the boxes still. Because most of the time, if I want to listen to something, I'll just go to YouTube or...
YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got full albums, and they got high-quality sound, pretty much, that doesn't do that, that MP3 compressed sound. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends on if the person who posted it knows what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. We're almost done here. Before I forget, I'd like to remind you guys all, if you're in Eugene this weekend, I'm going to be there every night entertaining people. Friday night I'll be at Cosmic Pizza. Saturday night I'll be at the Oak Street Speakeasy. And then Sunday night I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage for a clean comedy show where we bleep ourselves. So every once bleep. In a while, I'll say bleep. And you go, I wonder what cuss word he was going to say right there. You're a bleeping bleep.
Do you have an easy button to hit? Like a Staples easy button, but you should make it say bleeping.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a... There's got to be a bleep on here somewhere.
Man, if I was back in electronics class in high school, you know, and I had, you know, I could make a circuit.
Easy. A circuit?
Yeah. It probably wouldn't be that much to make a sound, you know, to go beep.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they would let me hook up my Kindle to the board there at Sam Bond's garage.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should do? You should have somebody every time they bleep, just pull the fire alarm.
Let's go.
Bleep.
So I was this chick in the ass. Oh, wait. You can't say ass. See, it's hard to get into the right spot there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my up this chick's, and she said, that hurts. Could you pull your out of my, because it's getting kind of gross. There's running all over the place.
And so it did... Is it dirty jokes where you bleep them, or is it
just
clean comedy?
You're just not supposed to say.
Oh, that's the only word.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the only
word. You can say. Sh-
oh.
You can say shit into it, but you can't mm-hmm. say the ear. It's got to be bleep. But you really are not supposed to say the word. No, she just doesn't want us talking any scatological. Humor.
Toilet
See, scatological
humor.
Even got bleeped.
Toilet humor jokes?
We can say toilette.
Toilette.
Yeah, but we can't
What about
say,
a twatlet?
You can't say
What about twat waffle?
How about blue? You can say blue waffle.
Sure. That's a food.
Yeah, it's blueberries on a nice mm-hmm. piece of flour that was cooked up into... what do you use to make waffles? Flour and water and... Eggs? You got to put eggs in pancakes?
You just put water in the Bisquick, dude, with some oil.
Oh, okay.
I think there's oil in it.
Don't you know how to make them from scratch?
Yeah, I think there's oil in there. Maybe some eggs, too.
Oil?
Yeah. Like vegetable oil?
Car oil?
Yeah, and that's what makes it all viscous.
Hey, I kind of forgot the other day.
You did.
Yancey from the Paranormal Investigators up in Portland sent us an email. We'll be getting to that on Friday. He actually sent us a message saying, hey, did you guys get my email or my phone call? Sorry.
Yancey, I know you're listening.
Yeah, right.
So why don't you call and leave us a message about the first time you saw a ghost?
I thought you were going to say God.
And that might have been the ghost that he saw.
I saw the ghost of Jesus Christ.
Some people do.
I know.
I knew a guy. I was convinced that he had seen. And I don't even think I believe.
In?
Yeah.
God? Damn it. How could you see something that you don't believe in? That's where I want to go. That's what I want to do. That's where I want to be.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Floyd. You're going to be coming on the show in the next month or so. Why don't you find a nice haunted house so we can paint that shit up? We'll paint the town red. Let's think of as many paint jokes as we can. Come on the show, man. We'll brush up on our old history.
Mm-hmm. Paint it up.
Maybe we could scribble out some
paint.
Shit.
Paint.
Paint. Sherman Williams. You know that guy?
Mm-hmm. I know you like a good, you need a good coat, because if you're going to go over black, you want something that's going to coat it in like one or two coats.
And there's this advertisement on the side of a truck for Sherman Williams, and it's got the earth, and it's just a can of paint pouring right on the earth.
Dude, that's not environmentally sound.
It's so weird.
Dude, it would get all over in the water.
What's up with that, Floyd?
It would get all over in the water.
Why would you pour paint all over a whole earth?
Oh, what color was it?
It was rainbow.
What?
Fucking fags. See you guys.
Rock on.
Hey, all you taggots, listen up. I'm going to tell you what's going on. You're going to go do it, all right? That's just how it is. June 28th, it's a Friday. Me, Terry Guile, will be doing a solo acoustic show at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. That's on 8th. And also playing as Tripwire Project, Milepost, and about three other local acts. It's going to be an all-night show. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an expensive amount,
I don't know why it's so much, but it's $10. If you want to go, you can. I encourage you to go. I'll be playing there. June 28th, also, if you're in the Portland area, Friday night, Slayer Tribute Band Live Undead is at the Ash Street Saloon with Cohen and Raptor, 9 p.m. show, $10 at the door, 21 and over. June 30th, it's MDC, a punk band which I opened for one time with a band, me and Dustin, believe it or not. They're playing with Verbal Abuse at the Ash Street Saloon, another $10 show, starts at 8 o'clock, 21 and over. And if you're in Eugene that night, that's a Sunday, June 30th, come down to Sam Bond's Garage. We've got a clean comedy show, Bleepin' Funny, with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. I will be there with Max Brockman and a few other local comedians telling jokes with no F-words. So come out and check that out. July 13th, the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's 30-pound test with In Her Memory and special guests. It's a free show. It's Dave Wilson's birthday bash, so go out to that for Willamette Valley local music scenes party, July 13th. It's a Saturday night. July 18th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins, but still Greg Ginn. Black Flag, classic shit. With Good For You and Piggy, Hawthorne Theater, July 18th. Also at Hawthorne, July 20th, it's 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. What else we got here? The first band I ever saw live in my life, Blue Oyster Cult, still touring. They'll be at the Benton County Fairgrounds in Corvallis, August 2nd. Doug Benson's coming to Salem on the 8th of August, the Grand Theater. I think there's only 450 seats in that place, so it probably will sell out. Get your tickets. Check it out online. I've got the Summer Slaughter Tour coming to the Roseland Theater on August 20th with Dillinger Escape Plan, Animals as Leaders, Norma Jean, Cattle Decapitation, and a bunch of other bands that go... so go check that out. Melvins and Honky will be playing at the Wonder Ballroom that night, August 20th. If you're not into whatever that is, metalcore, go see the Melvins. Those guys
Honky's
are kick-ass.
I've seen those guys.
Yeah, Honky's good. August 24th, the day before my birthday, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up there in George, Washington. Great to see Black Sabbath back together, putting out an album and doing a tour. August 29th, Gary Newman at the Wow Hall in Eugene. Yeah, he's still doing stuff. That's weird. A couple other metal shows coming soon to Portland in October. We got Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater, October 11th. And 2 days after that, on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill. So if you need some metal, check out the Hawthorne Theater. They got a bunch of cool metal shows coming up. They also do comedy there. I think Ian Carmel has a show coming up soon there. I don't have the date with me, but... that's what's going on. You guys should go out and do something fun. Don't just sit around the house all the time, because that makes you a loser. If you do sit around, though, make sure you listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Check us out on iTunes. Write us a review. All that good stuff. Thanks for listening, and that's it. See you guys later.